You get out and you create a crowd. Yeah. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. And that is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Thank you for joining me this week. Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat, even during Paranormal Week. Hey, Dreamer, can you turn the reverb down? I kind of sound like Satan's spawn here. Oh, hey, there you go. Much better. Hey, welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. As I said, always wearing the tinfoil hat. It doesn't matter if I'm in the midst of Paranormal Month here on the Paranormal Patriot. I've always got the tinfoil hat on. Thank you for joining me this week. This week is going to be the end of the Paranormal Month on the Paranormal Patriot. I hope you enjoy it. And I know a lot of you are saying, wait a minute, Todd, there's another week of October left. But let's be honest. Most people who are going to listen to the show are going to listen to it after Sunday, which on the 31st, Sunday, is after Halloween. Most people will listen to it November 1st through the rest of the month. And to me, that's like listening to Christmas songs after Christmas. It's kind of depressing, kind of disheartening, kind of like, seasonal depression, here I come. So this month, or this week, I should say, is going to be the last week of the paranormal. But with that being said, I'm going to put a caveat in there. I'm going to talk a little bit of political that revolves around the Halloween. And I understand nobody understands what that means, but where I live here in Michigan, just south of me, is the city of East Lansing, Michigan. Now, a lot of you who follow college sports know that East Lansing is the home of the Michigan State Spartans. East Lansing is one of the most liberal places in the state of Michigan. Literally, without a shadow of a doubt. What the East Lansing Public School District has just voted on and approved is beyond comprehension to me. I'm going to talk about that. And then what I want to talk to you to end the paranormal month, I was going to do some more cryptid sightings, but, you know, yeah, people like that, but I want to spark your mind. I want to activate your mind, and I want you to go back to when you were younger. I'm getting a lot of younger, and when I say younger, I'm talking 16 to 25-year-olds that are listening to this show. And when you guys trick-or-treat is completely different than when I and a lot of my audience used to go out trick-or-treating. I want to tell you, and I want to go over with you what it was like to trick-or-treat when I was younger. Because if you can capture some of that, your Halloweens will be that much better. But before we get into that, I want to talk to you about the East Lansing Public Schools. Again, East Lansing, home of the Michigan State Spartans. The school district will now prohibit future Halloween and Valentine's Day celebrations. This is on top of the district already canceling Christmas and winter celebrations. Now, the district says the cancellations are the product of, and here we go, they're the product of equity and inclusion issues. In other words, the woke school board. It sent a letter to parents and students notifying them that parties and observances of these holidays, they will no longer be allowed. That letter stated, "The celebration of Halloween and Valentine's Day are two traditions that have given us pause for some time especially as we grow in our understanding of equity and inclusion and look closely at the unintended consequences of celebrating these days in schools. The letter states that there are families who do not celebrate Halloween and don't want their children participating in Halloween parties and parades. It states that some children become overwhelmed and frightened by the festivities, making it difficult to concentrate and learn. The district also says that some parents are not comfortable with their children exchanging cards associated with the Valentine's Day celebration of love. The letter states that observing the holiday could lead to classroom drama and teasing. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, dear listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, I'm going to age myself here. I went to elementary school in the late 70s, early 80s. And let me give you a brief glimpse of my upbringing. My mother was a stay-at-home mother. At that time, she had three boys. In 79, she had a girl, so she had four kids. So she was a stay-at-home mom. My dad worked as a service manager at automobile dealerships in the area that I grew up in. In the late 70s, early 80s, Jimmy Carter destroyed the economy. Kind of reminds me of somebody that's in the White House today, but we won't get into that. But anyway, the economy was in a tailspin, and the automobile industry took a huge hit. Therefore, my father was out of a job. To say that we were poor is an understatement. Now, keep in mind, back in the late 70s, early 80s, when I was in elementary school, I received a free lunch. Only the poorest kids received a free lunch. Some might have had a reduced lunch. If you got a free lunch, you were poor. So I didn't grow up with a lot of candy and a lot of sweets and a lot of the stuff that we would get on Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, and Christmas. But since we're in October, let's just talk about October Halloween. I absolutely was geeked. Starting the 1st of October, I was so excited for Halloween. Not only the trick-or-treating around my neighborhood, which I'll talk about here in a little bit, but I would get so excited for the trick-or-treating and the Halloween parade at my school. Now, keep in mind, back in the 70s, early 80s, about the first week of October, everything in that school revolved around Halloween. You would have art class, and everything was related to Halloween. You would have homework, and it would be related to Halloween. Somehow, math somehow revolved around Halloween. And then, on the day of Halloween, and if Halloween fell on a weekend, it'd be on that Friday, you would go to school and have school for maybe an hour or two that day. And the rest of the day was devoted to Halloween at your elementary school. Because what we would do is we would bring our costumes to school. And at about 10 o'clock, school would stop. We'd all say, okay, you can go change into your costumes now. And I remember one year specifically, it might have been third grade, I was He-Man. Maybe it was a little bit later, I don't know, but I was He-Man. And keep in mind, for my younger listeners, Halloween costumes back then were not very intricate. My He-Man costume consisted of the outline in picture of He-Man's costume with a background that didn't really match. It was a onesie, essentially. And I'd wear my tennis shoes, which I don't think He-Man ever wore, but you wore tennis shoes anyway. But you would wrap it around around the back of your neck and maybe around your back, and you'd wear that. And then you had this plastic-formed, molded mask in the face. And the face looked like He-Man. So everybody knew who you were. You didn't have a sword. You didn't have any other item of clothing or any other accessory to make it look like He-Man. You didn't have He-Man's sword. If you were really cool, you made He-Man's sword. I wasn't that cool, and nor did I have the money. But everybody knew who I was because, hey, you're He-Man. But the mask was a plastic-formed mask with a rubber band that was connected by two staples on each end. And by the end of the day, when you took it off, you had literally half of your hair on that rubber band. For the eyes, you had two little holes for the eyes that you could see out of. For the nose, there were two little nose holes where your nostrils, they thought were you'd have your nostrils, but they were never in that spot. And then the mouth was a slit. None of it matched up. You couldn't see crap out of this mask. But you know what? It was the coolest thing around. And I remember I would look forward to that day so much. Why? Because it was like trick-or-treating at school. It didn't matter who you were. You always found a way to get candy to give out to other kids at that school. My mom and dad were poor. My dad wasn't working. He was collecting unemployment. My mom wasn't working. She had a family to raise. We always found a way to get candy to bring to school. And that was the most exciting time, maybe other than Christmas, in getting ready for the Christmas break that I had at school. Because we'd sit in class and really, you really wouldn't do anything. You'd just hang out in your costume. And then after lunch was the Halloween parade, where you would put your costume on and you would walk throughout the whole school and you'd end up in the gym and walk in front of everybody in your costume and everybody loved it. And then everybody would be trick-or-treating to everybody else and handing candy out to everybody. This is what the East Lansing Public Schools are missing out on. You have a ton of underprivileged, and let's call it what it is, poor kids in that East Lansing school district who are not going to get that candy. And I get what a lot of you are going to say. Listen, give it to me at a later date. Oh, candy, you don't want the kids to eat candy. The kids need something to look forward to. When you take this away from them, you're taking away part of their childhood. It's as simple as that. These kids, we need to let our kids be kids right now. Because now, in this day and age, we aren't letting them be kids. It's hard enough to let them be kids with all their video games and all their smartphones. Let them be kids. Let them have Halloween. Let them enjoy this time. There is nothing wrong with celebrating Halloween. Trust me, we had very religious children in our school at that time. They just either went with the flow or they didn't participate. And they got to do their own thing. They got to go in, or, you know, they might have gone into a different classroom and done some fun activities, or they could just go out on the playground and play. It is, you know, you can sit there and say it's equity and inclusion. We're worried about it. Shut up. It's being woke. You're trying to be woke. You're trying to be this, oh, we're going to make a difference. Yeah, you're going to make a difference, but you're ruining these kids' lives. You're ruining their childhood. Some of the best memories they have, I have, and many, ask yourself, are some of the best memories you've had trick-or-treating? Are some of the best memories you've had over Christmas in school? I'm going to tell you the answer is yes. I can think back and I, just like it was yesterday, can remember my Christmas and my Halloween days in elementary school. Now, as we got into middle school and we got into high school, we stopped celebrating them. Why? Because we're growing out of our young child stage. But as a child, you need to let these children be children. And because you feel you need to be woke, you need to just the equity of everybody. No, no, no. You're looking at it all wrong. You want to be woke. You want to be all-inclusive. We've got to include these people who their children might be afraid. Guess what? Kids for the past 60 or 70 years have done this exact same thing. They've gone to school and watched their friends have Halloween celebrations. Some of them have not been included because they don't agree with that. That's fine. But don't take it away from the kids that want it and need it. That's what wokeness does. Is you think you're doing yeoman's work. Oh, look at how inclusive I'm being. I'm being very, very thoughtful to this kid who's afraid. Let him be afraid. Oh, I'm being thoughtful to this kid who's a Christian and doesn't believe in Halloween. Great. Send them to the playground. Send them to the library. Send them somewhere where they can do their own thing if they don't want to involve themselves into it. But don't take it away from the majority of kids who enjoy Halloween. There's nothing wrong with Halloween. My worry is other school districts around the country and around the world are going to look at this and go, oh, East Lansing's so progressive. We need to follow their lead. Let our children be children. If you have children, let them enjoy Halloween. If your religious beliefs don't believe in Halloween, then fine. But don't take the joy of the season away from your child. My family was dirt poor for the longest time during my elementary years growing up during Halloween, but they still managed to make it amazing. And that's why Halloween is one of my favorite holidays ever to this day. It's because my mom and dad didn't look at themselves. They looked at their children and said, we're going to make this special to them. Make it special to your children. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to give you my recollections of Halloween and how amazing they were. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Nurse in a car, guys, by the list, just like a hearse. I better get going because the night is getting worse, so I gotta fill my bag and get home first. Come on, rolling in, and the night is getting long. I'm in a dark.
The stuff of nightmares.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's go have some fun. Get your costumes on and dress warm. It's Halloween. I'm walking down the street and I'm yelling trick or treat. And I see a kid standing there covered in a sheet. As it's starting to sleep, and all the crazy little monsters now are starting to creep. I see a Spider-Man and a cute little nurse, and a car that drives by that looks just like a hearse. I really can't help it, but the night is getting worse.
Alrighty, and that sets up what it was like for me as a kid to go trick-or-treating on Halloween, because you kids today, you have no idea what you are missing. Now, if you like that song during the break there, that was Halloween 2020 by Multiple Myself and Tommy V. Download it, stream it, do whatever you want on Spotify, Tidal, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you get your music. Listen to it. Halloween, not Halloween, Halloween 2020. And be on the lookout. We are going to be releasing here in the next couple days a free song on SoundCloud and Bandcamp called Halloween 2021. So be on the lookout for that. But for those of you who are my younger listeners, you have no idea what you are missing when it comes to trick-or-treat. Because nowadays, I see my kids. And, you know, a lot of my kids and their friends, they're being driven around by their parents, or their parents are walking around drinking alcohol as they go throughout just their neighborhood to get maybe half a bag, maybe half a pillowcase of candy. Let me tell you what it was like when I went trick-or-treating. Now, again, the Halloween costumes I had, you either had a plastic molded mask or a rubber mask that had no business being made because you couldn't see out of it. You were constantly adjusting it. You couldn't breathe out of it. The whole thing by the end of the night was just sopping wet because of the air you're breathing into it, the warm air you're breathing it. There's water dripping out the bottom of it because there's no way for air to escape this thing because it slid on and it just, the nostril holes, the eye holes, the mouth holes, they didn't match up. But we didn't care. We didn't care. It didn't even have to be dark, and we're already trick-or-treating. Now, keep in mind, this is late 70s, early 80s. The 80s were the best time in the history of trick-or-treating to trick-or-treat. It didn't have to be dark. And we would start with the neighbors adjacent to our house. And here in Michigan, when I was a kid, it would start getting dark about 6:30. 5:30, we are trick-or-treating. Doesn't matter. You can see the string being tied, or my costume being tied around my back. I don't care. Give me candy. That's all I want. And we would start at our neighbor's house and just go. And then we'd go through our neighborhood. And nowadays, you trick-or-treaters today, and prove me wrong, please. The trick-or-treaters nowadays, the neighborhood is it. You know, this is all I want to do. It would take an act of God for me to be able to take the garbage can from the garage to the end of the driveway to be out there on trash day. But when Halloween came, I was walking 4 or 5 miles throughout neighborhoods I'd never been to get candy. That's what Halloween was. And we never had our parents with us. We had our friends as we grew older. We had our friends with us. And our parents, if they were with us, they were about 2 houses down because that wasn't cool to have you standing right at the driveway. Mom and Dad, get back. You're creeping on my vibe here, Mom and Dad. Halloween back then was different. The weather was different. Nowadays, you know, here in Michigan, the last couple of years, and this year doesn't seem to be any different. It's going to be 50, 60 degrees, sometimes 70, right up until about 2 days before Halloween, and all of a sudden the bottom drops out. Last year was the first year in about the first 5 years where it was actually a nice Halloween. It was a little chilly, but it's the end of October. You expect that here in Michigan. But every other year, it's raining. It's horrible. When I grew up, I remember trick-or-treating, and there was snow on the ground. Didn't matter. But we would go, and we would just, we'd start off with maybe 2 or 3 people in our group trick-or-treating. By the end of the night, there were about 15, 20 of us because we'd just pick up people as we go along. Nowadays, nope, I've got my group here. I've got a group of 3, and that's all we're staying with. It was a social event when we went trick-or-treating. For those of you who trick-or-treated in the 70s and 80s, do you agree? It was a social event. Now, it's more, trust me, I'm a parent. I get it. I do the same thing. It's more of a social event for the parents. The kids, yeah, they're trick-or-treating. What are the parents doing? They're meeting up with other parents, and half of them have a drink in their hands, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is great. I love this. The kids, they're just getting candy just enough to go around their neighborhood just so they can say, yeah, I want trick-or-treating. I, as a kid, would have one huge pillowcase, and then I'd have a second pillowcase because I guarantee you that first pillowcase was being filled. And when I was a kid, you weren't getting these little itty-bitty quarter-sized Milky Ways and Snickers. Oh, no, no, no. You were getting full candy bars. We weren't getting pennies. No, no, no. We were getting dollar bills thrown in our bag. It is a completely different time. And if you were, God forbid, you were somebody that didn't have your light on, you would have a lineup of kids knocking on your door. Trick or treat, trick or treat. And these kids, and me included, we wouldn't stop until you answered that damn door. I remember one year, one guy got so upset because I saw him sitting in his chair reading. And I'm like, trick or treat. And he finally got up, and you know what I got? I got a Reader's Digest. But you know what? I got something. Nowadays, every other, if not every third house, they're not giving out candy. My in-laws, when my children were really, really, really little, and this is about 15 years ago, the neighborhood my in-laws lived in, even my parents, they would get 200 kids a night. Now they'd be lucky to get 20. In my neighborhood, what they do is because I live between Lansing and Flint, we get them bussed in from the inner city, and they just drop a church bus off at the end of the neighborhood. And these kids, they're just, it's like a clown car. There's like 30 kids coming out of this bus or out of this church van. And, you know, eventually I'm going to have to hand out candy, and it's going to cost me a fortune in candy honestly, I'm probably going to give out 100, 200 kids candy. I'm thinking of just saying, here's a bowl, take what you want. When it's gone, it's gone. I don't have that much energy to keep getting up and down. But when I was a kid, we weren't just going in our neighborhood. We were going to neighborhoods we have never been to. We're like, ooh, where are we? We would start at 5 or 5:30. We wouldn't get home till 10, 10:30, sometimes 11 o'clock. And you know what? People's lights were on at 11 o'clock saying, come on, let's give you some candy. Now, if Halloween's from 6 to 8, 7:45, those lights are off. We're done. Sorry, you missed out. It is completely different. Those of you who are growing up now have no idea what Halloween is like. If you want to see what Halloween is like, watch E.T. Watch any 80s movie where they have a Halloween scene. Because that's what it is. People were dressed up in these outrageously horrific costumes, but nobody cared. Because that was the cool thing during the 80s. And lastly, we would never, ever, ever see anybody over 15 trick-or-treating. I was seeing adult parents trick-or-treating. And I'm like, they're thinking it's a joke. And I'm like, you guys are freaking idiots. Give it up. Literally, they're wearing the stupidest-ass costumes. And they're walking up to the house with their kids trick-or-treat. And the parents or the people at the door are like, ha, 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 ha. They're like, trick or treat, give me some candy. No, 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 no. You steal your kids' candy if you want candy. You don't go get your own. You sneak your kids' candy out every now and then. I don't know, you've been eating too much candy. I don't know where it all went. Can someone who has trick or treated in the 70s and 80s give me an amen? I mean, this is how it was. You didn't just go in your neighborhood. You went into neighborhoods you had no idea where you were. But you were getting full-size candy bars, and that's all that mattered. As you grew up, you stopped at about 15 going trick-or-treating because at that point it wasn't cool. So you started handing out candy. That's when it was cool. And as a parent, you don't go trick-or-treating to get your own candy. You steal your kids' candy. That's how it works. My parents stole mine. I'm going to steal theirs. When their parents, they're going to steal their kids' candy. It's a rite of passage. I worry that that rite of passage is going to end in this generation because these parents think, I need my own candy, so I'm going to trick-or-treat. No! You take the risk of stealing your own kids' candy. If you get caught, then you suffer the consequences. So be it. We've all been there. As parents of our own kids, we've all been there. This younger generation of parents just has no idea how to do it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is officially now Halloween. I've got to cut this short because I have so much left to do for this Halloween party this weekend. Hopefully it's not a super spreader event. Hopefully I don't get Dr. Fauci on my ass. But guaranteed we're going to have a good time. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I want to wish you all a happy Halloween. And next week, I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk politics. I've got to. There's so much going on that it's just, I'm ready to explode. So thank you for listening this month to the Paranormal Month of Halloween on the Paranormal Patriot. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot, or you were listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Happy Halloween, everybody. Multiple Myself and Tommy B with Halloween 2020.
I'm freezing my ass off as it's starting to sleep, and all the crazy little monsters now are starting to creep. I see a Spider-Man and a cute little nurse and a car that drives by that looks just like a hearse. I really can't help it, but the night is getting worse because I'm gonna steal his bag of candy and his mama's purse. I'm hiding behind the tree and I'm ready to jump out. I'm gonna steal his bag of candy just so I can see him out. They're coming closer to me and I'm ready to move. I'm gonna scare him so bad he'll probably run away too. I jump in front of him and yell boo. He gets real mad, he drops his bag of candy, pulls a knife and then stabs. I'm laying here dead. I got stabbed in the spleen by a 10-year-old kid. You little bastard! I didn't want to die. I just wanted some candy, man. I just wanted like a Snickers bar, maybe even a Milky Way or a Twix. I just wanted some candy, man. I didn't want a knife to the gut. Damn, that's a lot of blood. I'm laying on the sidewalk, everybody's walking by. I swear the little bastard just kicked me in the eye. If I get up, I'd show him how it feels. And a shadow walks up and offers me a deal. He said to live forever if I paid his price. Compared to being dead, that sounds really nice. I said, let's do it because I want to get him back. He said, sign here, and we finally made the pact. I promised to his bidding for the rest of time. He sprinkled some magic and said, you're mine. My body started shaking and it got real warm. His sky began to boil, it brewed up storm. Lightning bolts crashed and lit up the sky. Same day I was born and same day I died. He said, get up, let's go get the kid. He gave me life, so I gotta do his bid. Rise up, my son. Let's get your revenge.
Okay, Mr. Shadow, let's go.
He will pay.
I'm walking down the sidewalk again. Me and my little shadow friend. We are looking for the little kid to get him back for what he did.
I'm looking for the little bastard so I can make him feel pain.
Feel what I felt and I won't even feel ashamed.
Nope.
Shadow and I are waiting so that we can do the deed. If I kill this little kid, then my soul will be free.
Hello, kid.
What's up?
Been waiting for you for a while to pay you back. Take this.
Nope.
How'd those bullets feel?
Didn't hurt.
Wait a minute. Why aren't you dying? What's wrong with you?
I can't die!
Die!
That's
you won't die either?
No!
You're like me?
Yeah!
No!
Yeah.
doomed to walk Halloween.